Idaho health officials continue to warn of what they call a severe year for the flu here in the Gem State. More influenza-related illnesses and deaths have been reported this season than in any other season in the past 7 years. Weekend Edition host George Prentice talks to Randy Pedersen, flu surveillance coordinator at the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare, about this year's flu strain, how easily it can be spread, and the effectiveness of this year's vaccination.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How bad is it? How bad's the flu this year?
It looks like it's a severe year. In Idaho in particular, we're seeing more influenza-related deaths this time of year than in the same time frame in the previous 7 seasons. So as of January 5th, 23 flu-related deaths have been reported. Flu can be easily spread person to person anytime somebody coughs or sneezes. And really the best prevention is to get vaccinated. Everyone is recommended to get vaccinated that's 6 months of age and older. And I think we tend to forget flu can be very severe. You know, some of us get flu and recover and we're fine. There's other people that get flu and get very sick or hospitalized. And we have a large number of deaths in the U.S. every year. Both flu and pneumonia-related illnesses are one of the top 10 causes of mortality in Idaho and in the U.S. every year. It can be very severe and it's easily preventable.
So what can you tell us about this year's vaccination and how effective it is?
So I think it's important for people to know that some of the vaccine estimates that have come out in the media recently with the 10% vaccine efficacy, that data is based upon flu in Australia and what Australia saw during their flu season. In the U.S., our vaccine estimates, effectiveness estimates, are still not in yet. And we won't get that data until mid-February at the earliest. So we don't know yet if the vaccine is a great match with what we're seeing circulating in the U.S. What I can tell you is in Idaho, our predominant influenza strain is influenza A, H3N2 as well. And in past seasons, when that strain is dominated, the vaccine has been a good match to that particular strain.
Vaccination is a topic of discussion, particularly here in Idaho, and to those adults who choose not to be vaccinated and, more importantly, choose for their children not to be vaccinated, you would say what?
So, you know, we recommend, obviously, the vaccine. We think it's one of the best ways that you can prevent yourself from getting the flu. However, we understand that vaccine may not be the best fit for everybody. And we really encourage you, if you are questioning whether or not you should get the flu shot this year, to talk to your doctor. That way you can make an informed decision of what's best for you. And if you don't get vaccinated, there are other ways you can protect yourself. We encourage that you wash your hands, stay away from people that are sick. And if you do end up getting sick with the flu, we recommend that you stay home, drink plenty of fluids, get lots of rest, cover your cough. And if your illness starts to become severe, get in to your doctor right away. There are antiviral medications that you can take that certainly can help you recover more quickly and prevent you from being hospitalized.
Can I assume that when people hear what you do for a living, they've got lots of questions? Do people ask you about the flu all the time?
Yeah. In fact, I just had a conversation last Friday at a party about about influenza and was asked, you know, if I get the vaccine and what I think about the vaccine and what I think about is happening with flu this year. And of course, you know, doing what I do, I always advocate that the vaccine is really important and that flu can be serious and it's preventable.
Can I also assume that it might get worse before it gets better this season?
You know, it's hard to know for sure what's going to happen with flu, but all the indicators that we look at indicate that we're still have not reached our peak influenza activity in Idaho. We're still seeing a lot of flu. We're still seeing a lot of deaths.
Flu season runs until?
Flu season typically runs in Idaho from October through May, and usually influenza will peak in January or early February.
Randy Pedersen is the flu surveillance coordinator at the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare. Thank you.
Thank you.